Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In thinking about the reason that we have such a small number of these reports, it seems clear to me that at least that one reason for that might be that states that seek assistance don't see a very direct connection between preparing such reports and actually receiving the assistance. So this leads, in my mind, to the following thought. We will hear much more in MX3 about the so-called transparency initiatives, perhaps the best-known example of which is a peer review, and of course a number of parties have engaged in those. But perhaps an idea for parties that are considering peer reviews or other, whatever they choose to call it, my government engaged in an exercise with Canada, Chile, Ghana, and Mexico several years ago. We called it implementation review. But irrespective of what you call it, perhaps an idea for such an exercise, a transparency initiative activity, would be for one state which is interested in assistance and another state that perhaps can offer such assistance to actually use the report of the former state as the basis for assistance that could be provided. I don't know if this is possible, but it seems like perhaps a good example that could be set for how these reports could be made more effective. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.